This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short 3-question survey.
Thank you for calling Geek Squad Client Care. My name is Sandra. May I get the order number, please?
Yes, this is Sandra. My name is Winston with XPO.
Hi, Winston.
Hello, Sandra. That FMS number is 748-008-29.
All right, Winston. Thank you so much for that. Bear with me. I am pulling up the client's information.
No problemo.
I think I actually spoke to you before.
You always speak to me. Everybody always speak to me. I call the most.
That is too funny. All right, Winston. And can I have you please verify the client's full name and address?
Well, of course, that'll be Nathaniel Braddock at 19 Eppin Street, Arlington, Massachusetts.
All right. And we have a phone number for Nathaniel, which is 312-536-3684.
Yes, ma'am, which I just got through confirming the situation with him on.
All right. And what's going on?
All right. Tech Ethan called in and stated that, first and foremost, the order was put in the system wrong. It was put in as an exchange, and when he gets there, it was initially an install. Secondly, he stated that it was a drop-off only, that he did not complete that install. It's because the customer needed some electrical work done. Thirdly, he stated... Yes, thirdly, he stated that the customer, well, I reached out to the customer. He did confirm everything. Then the customer said, well, my electrician will be out here Monday, and we can go ahead and continue with that install after that. I said, well, sir, I'll let Best Buy take that up with you.
So the electrician is scheduled for Monday.
Yeah, so he said he's going to get his electrical work done on Monday, and he'll be probably looking to get himself scheduled either probably sometime next week or, you know, the soonest available date. But he said he's on it, and his electrician is coming out on Monday.
Okay.
But everything is A-okay so far. All we need is a breeze call from you and let you know and hope you go ahead and confirm everything with the customer and everything works out to everybody's advantage.
Yes, yes. The only thing is that I have a little bit of, I need a little bit more information. So I do show that this order was for a return and exchange.
Yes, and he said that it was totally put in the system wrong. He said, the tech said this. He stated that it was an install initially. It was never an exchange. That's why he said it was a drop-off only, yes.
So this is not a return and exchange?
No, ma'am. He said it's an install. But he did not complete it.
Well, no, that doesn't seem right because it is supposed to be a return and exchange. For the reason being is it's actually two different units. So one is supposed to be returned and the other one is supposed to be dropped. Well, it's supposed to be delivered and installed. However, because of the electrical work that needs to be done, it's probably going to have to be one is to be brought back and the other one is to be delivered as a drop-off.
Now I'm confused.
Yeah, because you're saying that this is only supposed to be for installation, right? For the new dishwasher that they're delivering? It's supposed to be, let me see.
This is just what he's saying to me. I'm only reciting verbatim. He just said it wasn't supposed to be an exchange. It was just supposed to be an install. I don't know. I'm not,
Yeah, because it. Because the way the installer is saying, I'm just looking over the order.
Yes, ma'am.
And yeah, that's the way it is supposed to be set up, is for us to bring back a dishwasher, which is a different model. The client, the one that we're actually bringing back is a Bosch, and the one that the team delivered and was planning to install it is a GE. So let me get some clarification from the client.
I'll be here when you get back, Sandra.
All right, Winston. So thank you so much. I'm going to go ahead and place you on a brief hold, okay?
I'm chilling.
All right, Winston.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You so much.
No problem, ma'am.
All right. Winston?
Yes, Miss Sandra.
All right. Thank you so much for holding. I do apologize for the long hold time.
You okay?
Yes. So we got this figured out. So they created the return in exchange because it showed in our system that it was delivered originally.
Oh.
So for us to fix that error, they had to create a return in exchange. So that first dishwasher was already refused on the 27th.
Okay. Okay.
Of December. And so, yes, in reality, there was nothing for us to bring back. So I'm going to have to communicate that to the warehouse.
Yes, ma'am.
And I've already went ahead and rescheduled the installation of the dishwasher and the Holloway. So that's already been taken care of with the client as well.
Okay.
So, all right, Winston, so I do have that case number for you.
All right, I'm ready for that breeze code.
It is 281.
Yes, ma'am.
197.
Yes, ma'am.
215.
I got 281-197-215.
That is correct.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Sandra, for talking with XPO and giving me that breeze code. You enjoy your day, young lady.
Thank you, Winston. You as well. You take care.
Yes, ma'am. We'll talk soon.
Yes, we will. All right. Take care.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.